Okay, I'm here with Ellen Datlow. Or actually, Ellen is in New York and I am in London and we are talking on Skype. If you want to say hello to everyone, Ellen.
Hello there. Hi, world.
And we're just doing a real quick, just back and forth to talk about Ellen's Kickstarter campaign for Fearful Symmetries, which is an anthology that she is producing in conjunction with Chizine. And we just wanted to share a little bit about the Kickstarter campaign and invite people to back it. I think it's a very exciting project that people would like to hear about. So, Ellen, why don't you tell us about what Fearful Symmetries is and what you're raising the money for?
Sure. Okay, well, the Fearful Symmetries is going to be, if we get the funding, will be a non-theme horror and supernatural fiction anthology, all new stories by writers. Some of the writers who have committed to contributing are Laird Barron, Joe Lansdale, Michael Marshall Smith, Karen Warren, Lucia Shepherd, Jeffrey Ford, Brian Evanson, and we're also going to have an open reading period, which means anyone can submit if we fund the project. Mm-hmm. The reason I went to try to do a Kickstarter to fund it is because non-theme horror anthologies are really hard to sell. I've done one horror one in the past, Inferno, and it sold okay, but not great. And it's just a real hard sell compared to theme anthologies. And I'd love to do, I just enjoy editing any kind of short fiction. And I would just want to try to do another non-theme anthology in horror. And this seemed to be an interesting experiment to try out. So I actually approached Chizine at World Fantasy this past year, and they didn't even know, they weren't really aware of what Kickstarter did, so we both, you know, we all did research. I mean, so this is kind of a new thing. I have backed Kickstarter projects, occasionally publishing ones, but mostly art. The title I got, I actually took from an anthology proposal that Jonathan Strawn and I were trying to sell, a science fiction horror anthology that we could not sell, and I asked him, can I use the title for this because it's perfect? He said, sure. You know, it's like, so that's where I got the title from, and I think it is a wonderful title.
Yeah, it really is. People look at the price tag on it, and I see $25,000 and think that is incredibly cheap to produce a an anthology. But a lot of people on Kickstarter do more amateur products. You know, they aren't the seasoned professional that you are, and so some people will look and think that's a high price tag. So do you want to sort of break down exactly everything that goes into...
Absolutely. Yes, we figured out that $25,000 was what we needed to produce it. First of all, at least I think a certain percentage goes to Kickstarter and Amazon for fees, so that takes us down to like I guess $23,000. I want to pay the writer. The book is going to be 125,000 words, 6 cents a word. I'd like to pay my writers more, but that's a professional rate. It's a decent rate.
Yeah,
and I would get paid $6,000, and then the rest of it would go for art. For proofreading, copy editing, marketing, publicity.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's not, you know, for actually publication of a professional looking, a really good looking book, that isn't unreasonable.
No.
But because most of the projects that are for books on for Kickstarter that I notice, I think either self-publish, I'm not really sure who's publishing them, but I don't know if the... I probably editors don't pay themselves. I mean, I'm a professional editor. I cannot edit for free.
Sure.
I mean, it's my profession. It's not a hobby.
Right.
I mean, that's why.
Right, because you're a full-time freelance editor.
Yes.
And then now you've got your job with Tor.com, but quite a bit of your income is from editing these anthologies.
So, yeah, I mean, that is my income, whatever anthologies I sell. And some of them earn out, some don't. You know, I know that, you know, the thing with non-theme anthologies, they're much harder to sell.
The other thing about a non-theme anthology is the opportunities it provides for authors to submit, because this is an option, you know, to take something out of your trunk that just never fit anywhere, but is a great horror story. And this is how Ellen discovers amazing projects like that as well.
Right.
There are some awesome rewards with your Kickstarter campaign. Do you want to highlight a couple of your favorites?
Well, some of the more interesting ones you can get for $150, I believe, you can get like 25 ebooks from the Chizine catalog for $250. I think it's $100 or $150. I can't remember what we decided. I mean, you can get the entire catalog of ebooks from Chizine for like $250. Joe Lansdale was going to Tuckerize some of them, so use your name in the story for a certain amount of money. I can't remember exactly. It might have been $500. I'm not sure. You can have a Pick My Brain, which
Alan Dattler's brain.
Pick Alan Dattler's brain for, I think, $350 for an hour and a half. You can pick my brain about publishing, editing, or anything else you want, either in person if you're in New York and we can meet at a coffee shop or something, or on Skype or on telephone.
Uh-huh.
And there's a pick Brett's brain as a publisher, and that's a little less money.
What about the entrails?
Yeah, I was going to bring up the entrails. Yes, yeah. Mary Robinette Cole is a puppeteer. She's a science fiction writer, an excellent science fiction and fantasy writer, and she's also a puppeteer. And she created a set of entrails for us to give away as a premium, or not to give away, to supply as a premium.
Uh-huh.
And there's a video of her showing it off at KGB that's on the Kickstarter site.
Yeah.
So you can see what they look like. Right now, and there's extra blood to go with it because it does kind of flake off. You know, it looks like kind of sausages a little bit. And she talks about how she made them, and you can see what they look like. So, yes, that's kind of a special deal. And one of the other interesting things is a few of the writers I do have faith in, because I've worked with them before, and I think they're pretty reliable. So about four of those writers have volunteered to give up a printout of the final version of the manuscript that I buy.
Oh, wow.
And I will inscribe it, and we will send you the manuscript a few months before publication, so you'll be the first one to read the story.
Very cool.
Aside from me. And one is already taken, Jeff Ford, but there's Brian Evanson, Lucia Shepherd, and Michael Marshall Smith have all volunteered to do that.
Very cool.
So if you, so that's another premium. Oh, and of course, with a Kickstarter, the thing is, if you put in money, and uh-huh. It fails, the Kickstarter doesn't come through, you do not pay, the money is not taken out of your account.
Yeah, unless it's successful. It only goes through if it succeeds, which is also why it's important that we hit $25,000 by the deadline, so that it does.
Exactly.
It does go
it's
through.
It's not like Indiegogo, where you can, where you can take the money, whatever it is. The
right.
problem is, I don't want it, we can't do it for less than 25, which is why, you know, we didn't do Indiegogo. It's like, no, it's not. Oh, if we get $10,000, we'll do it anyway, because we can't.
And we were talking about this, and Pat Cadigan pointed out something very important, that this sets a precedent, because you could have done it for less if you had only raised the advances for the authors via Kickstarter.
Right. Actually, I was thinking of that. I mean, that was like, oh, why didn't I do that? Why didn't I do that? Why didn't I just go to a publisher and say, if you do the book, if you produce the book, I can do a Kickstarter and raise the advance for me and the authors. And I thought, that's it. I should have done that. We could have made the money already. Mm-hmm. And then, as Pat Cadigan pointed out, which is like, duh, I didn't think this. That is really setting a bad precedent to say to any book publisher, I'll supply the advance. I'll do everything here. And I'm glad you pointed that out.
So yeah, I think this is very important that it isn't being done with a publisher, you supplying the advance. This is all being done with you and Chaizine. Do you want to tell people a little bit about Chaizine for anyone who's unfamiliar?
Sure. Yes, it's a Canadian publisher, and the reason I went with them is because I really like their production, and they have very good distribution all over the United States.
Mm-hmm.
They do beautiful books, and I've read a lot of their books, and I appreciate what they're doing. It occurred to me that, if they wanted to partner with me, it would be a good idea.
Yeah, I think it's a very exciting partnership. So we've got links up on the Blackgate site to the Kickstarter campaign and all of those cool rewards, and we're just hoping that we'll hit the $25,000 before the close of the campaign. Are there any last words that you want to share with anybody?
Please pay for it. I'd love to do it. It'll be fun. I mean, I'd love to do this anthology. I think it's a good idea, and I think it'll be a lot of fun, and I have a lot of people who are interested in being in it.
Yeah, fantastic.
So I hope you support it.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.